If you, my brothers and sisters, have a business and have thought about setting up a pension plan for your employees or have thought about changing the pension plan you now have for your employees, stay tuned. Perhaps Mr. Dale can help you out with your business. Good morning, Mr. Dale.
Hello. How are you, Mel?
Well, I'm doing well. I hope you're having a good day today.
Great day.
I want to thank you for coming into the studios. Now, let the people know a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, as you mentioned, my firm is P&R Financial Services, LLC, and I work with businesses specifically only on one area of the financial services business, which is pension plans, of which the most common is the 401k, and we work on a fee-only basis.
On a fee-only basis, so that makes it a little easier for the employer to work with you, or why is it so important that you work with just a fee on a fee basis?
There are two reasons for that. One is the employer knows exactly how and how much we get paid, but more important, I can bring a completely non-biased opinion to the employer, so whatever I do is for the employer and not to benefit any of the service providers.
Now, you work as an advisor, so you're working just with the employers, just with businesses?
With both the businesses. So the businesses we would do is to, if they already have a plan, we can do an evaluation to give them an idea what they have or what they can do better. If they do not, we could give them an idea what their options are. So that will be plan design and then implementation, of course. And once the plan has been put in place, I would be there to guide the employees on how that plan works, what their investment options are, and any questions that they have. So my role is an advisor to guide the employer as well as the employee.
Now, there's a lot of employers out there, I would think, that don't believe it's important to have a pension plan or an investment plan. They just want to do their little business and get on with their business. Why is it so important to have a pension plan?
Well, traditionally, till now, most major businesses had a pension plan where you did not have to worry about it, and all you had to do is worry about meeting the requirements that the employer has set. Now, the change is towards what we call defined contribution plans, of which the most common is the 401k. So now it is very important if an employer and employee want to put some money away in any kind of savings, a 401k or any other type of pension plan, it is important because now it is up to them whether they want to do it or not. And if they do it correct, they can do it well.
Now, is there a requirement for the size of your business, or that is it a law that you must have a pension plan?
Actually, as far as I know, California is coming out with, I believe they call it the Secure Choice. So if an employer has five, I believe, is the minimum requirement, but if they have employees and they do not offer a plan, then the employees would be eligible to participate in that, whatever that plan the state of California is offering.
So a person like you becomes mighty important in today's world.
Well, I feel that I'm providing a service really is advice, and yes, that is very important.
Now,
not just for me, but for the employers as well as the employees.
Now, how can you help our listeners understand the different types of pension plans?
Well, the only way we could do that is obviously more on a one-on-one basis. But to give you an idea, traditionally, as I mentioned earlier, they used to be what we call defined benefit or true pension plans. Those are going away. And what the most common is a defined contribution plan, of which the most well-recognized name is a 401k. But that's only a type of plan. So it all depends on what the situation is for the employer, how much administrative they're willing to take on, as well as the cost that they're willing to bear.
My brothers and sisters, I'm in the studio with Mr. Pankaj Dayal. He's an investment advisor representative from P&R Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. And once again, if you have a business and have thought about setting up a pension plan for your employees or have thought about changing your pension plan that you now have for your employees, Mr. Dayal can help you out. He can even give you help you get a better understanding of why you should have a pension plan and what a pension plan does. And we're going to get back and talk to him right after this track. We're going to talk to him a little more about his services and the products he provides. Excuse me.
He promised me he will
deliver, deliver, deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver, deliver, deliver.
And I believe he will
deliver, deliver, deliver.
Yes, I believe. Troubled times, he shows
he can deliver.
music from B.B. Winans. His latest CD entitled He Promised Me on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. And I've got more great gospel music coming up for you. I even got a brand new track by Snoop Dogg. Can you believe it? He did some gospel. And that's all coming up in the next hour. Right now, I have Mr. Pankaj Dayal, an investment advisor representative from PNR Financial Services, LLC, registered investment advisor. And Pankaj, you're located right here in the Antelope Valley, right?
Yes, sir, right here in Palmdale.
Can you tell us a little bit about the products and services you provide?
I do not really provide a product. I provide a service, and the service is advice. So being that I'm a fee-only advisor, I can bring in a different variety of products. Again, it will be up to the business owner to make a decision, but that's how I work.
So you have different types of pension plans that you advise on?
Yes, sir. Okay. Any type of pension plan.
Any type. I just thought there was only one, like a 401k.
401k is a type of defined contribution, and it is the most recognized because most of the employers are going towards a 401k, but again, it depends on the situation of the business. They could do more, or maybe they could just do a 401k, but there are simple IRAs, SEP IRAs, and so on.
Oh, so there's several different kinds. How do you figure what is the best one for your business?
What I do is work with the employer to understand their situation, have a questionnaire that I ask them to fill out, and once I understand what their needs are, based on which I can make recommendations.
Now, do you have to be a big business? I mean, can you be like a middle-sized business or a small business even?
You can be any size business, which I mean what is called mom and pop. In other words, if you are a business owner and you do not have employees, you can still set up a pension plan for yourself.
Is that good for you to set up a pension plan for yourself?
I believe it's great because you have some tax benefits depending on the situation.
Mm. And when would be the best time to consider setting up a pension plan?
The sooner the better. If once they start having an income, they have some benefits that they can take advantage of.
So does it take money to start a pension plan?
It does take a little bit of money because it depends on the type of plan. If it's a simple IRA or a SEP IRA, then maybe the fees are going to be very low. But if it's a 401k, there are a little bit more fees involved. But there are some tax benefits even for the setup of the plan, especially if it's a new plan. There are some tax credits that they should talk to their accountant about, but that is something they may qualify for.
Oh, so are there different types of tax credits, or there's a certain kind that they have to apply for, or did they get it just because they have a pension plan?
Depending on the type of plan that they set up. So if it's a 401k and there are some fees involved in the setup and the administration of the plan, that would qualify for some sort of tax credit.
Can you give an example of how like a small business, like a mom and pop business, would benefit from a tax?
The benefit would be, say, if there's, you know, depending on the what the actual cost of the setup is, there is the tax credit goes up to $500, but that does not mean that they would qualify for the full amount. Now, that's something that they would have to talk to their accountant about and see what their tax situation is, but they can get up to a $500 tax credit.
Oh, and that's just from putting together a pension plan that would benefit them and their employees.
Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that people don't know about when they're starting their business. And I guess this is one thing that people don't really think about, because I know I didn't think about it myself. And, you know, you think about getting your business together and trying to make a little money, not trying to save a little money, you know?
Well, I believe that you need to pay yourself first. So the first opportunity that you have to be able to put some money away, a pension plan is one, but it's not the only type, but it's one of the better vehicles out there to be able to put money away.
Pankaj, how can people get in touch with you to get more information on the services you provide?
They can reach me at 661-524-9052. Again, that's 661-524-9052.
And do you have an email or a website that they can check out?
Not a website, but my email is my first name, which is P as in Paul, A-N-K-A-J, at three letters, Peter, Nancy, Robert, the word insurance spelled out, .com. So it's P-A-N-K-A-J at P-N-R, insurance.com.
Once again, my brothers and sisters, you can contact Mr. Dale at his telephone number, 661-524-9052, or you can contact him by email at P-A-N-K-A-J at P-N-R-I-N-S-U-R-A-N-C-E.com. Mr. Pankaj will be back in just a minute. You're going to let him mention some more things that he might want to bring up in this interview right after this next track. This is J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus.
I have
J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise from their CD entitled No Reason to Fear. Well, Mr. Pankaj, we got a few more minutes. We can discuss your services and the work that you do. And I know you had some more points you wanted to bring up before we close.
Thank you. One of the things I would like to mention to employers that may already have a plan out there, if you have not done any kind of evaluation in the last couple of years, maybe 3, 4, 5 years, or whatever the case may be, there have been some changes, and it is in your interest to at least have an evaluation done. You may already, for all you know, you may already have a very good plan, and you may not want to make any changes or not need to make any changes, but it is something that you should consider.
So my brothers and sisters, if you got businesses out there and you're trying to set up your pension plan or you want to change your pension plan to make it better for you and for your employees, Mr. Dayal is the person to speak with. You can give him a call at 661-524-9052. That's 661-524-9052. Or you can contact him by email at pankaj@pnrinsurance.com. That's Pankaj, P-A-N-K-A-J, at pnrinsurance.com. Mr. Pankaj, I want to thank you for coming into the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me.